Hey there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. I want to just quickly share with you how you can also get more referrals, use your networks more effectively, create partnerships to be able to fill your pipeline with warm qualified leads. You see, you don't have to be spending hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars every month on paid marketing if you don't need to. In fact, if your business is not over $1 million, you probably shouldn't be. Because you probably haven't worked out really how to be able to scale your business where paid ads come in. So how do you go about getting business? Well, you can spend a lot of time of energy, effort, posting on social media, creating videos, doing blogs, outreach, sending people messages, or you can build a structure that allows people to come to you, that attracts people to you. I want to quickly run through that with you right now. So let me quickly share my screen and let's go from here. We call it the Referral Profit Accelerators, and there are 9 of them to help you fill your pipeline with warm, qualified referrals every single day. In fact, our guys generate about 10 to 15 warm, qualified leads and referrals every single week. So imagine that, 40, 50, 60, opportunities where people have the pain point that you solve and are looking for a solution and they're coming to you. You don't need to find them. So let me jump through and share a few things with you. To me, the first thing you need to think about is, where is your lead flow? Where do you want your business to be? So if you're only bringing in 2, 3, 4 leads a month, it's really hard to be able to grow a business. Like one new client a month, that client leaves, you're in trouble. So you should be looking at, how do I get 3 minimum new clients a month? In our partnership club, we want our clients getting 8 a month, 2 every single week, and most do. But it starts with their lead flow. So whereabouts is your lead flow? Is it blocked? Do you only have a trickle of leads? Is it leaky? You get leads coming in, but they also seem to disappear just as fast. Do you have a flow or do you have a flood? I guess if you've got a flood, you probably shouldn't need to be here. In the end, there's not 5 different areas within your lead flow. There are simply 2. We just go simply, you are either in the danger zone where you don't get enough leads coming in every single week, every single month, for you to be able to sell, grow a business, get new clients, or you are in the safe zone. If you're in the safe zone, you're probably not needing anything that we're going to go through. Whatever you're doing right now is probably working really nicely for you. So what I want to be able to do is, from your lead flow, what does that actually give you? And the big thing that gives us, and the thing that we really want, is just simply more clients. You grow your business to be able to get clients. By getting clients, you're making a bigger impact. You're helping more people. You're creating security, freedom for yourself. So what I want to get in and focus on is, how do we get more clients? And more in particular, how do we get more clients through referrals, through our networks, and through partnerships? Before we get into that, there are sort of 4 key things that you need to think about in your business, you need to have in place. The first one simply comes down to, what are you known for? See, if you're not known for anything, then you're the same as everybody else in your industry. So if you're a mortgage broker, financial planner, real estate agent, accountant, HR, IT, marketing, web, design, whatever you happen to be, if you are not creating the perception that you are known for something, then you're no different to everyone else. You might have the best methodology, you might have the best system, but if you're not creating a perception of what you're known for, then people are going to choose you more so on price rather than anything else. So what are you known for? See, we're seen as the number one authority for referral marketing training for service providers around the globe. We created that known for in 2013 when we first started. Then a few more people saw us as that. then a few more, then a few hundred, then a few thousand. And now tens of thousands of people around the globe see us as the number one authority for referral marketing training for service providers who want to generate 100 new clients with no ad spend. What are you known for? After that, you need to go, well, how do I attract warm qualified leads into my pool, into my CRM, into my pipeline? So that comes down to what sort of channels are you using? Facebook ads, it's just a channel. Networking events, it's just a channel. Radio, TV, print, just channels. Honestly, a channel by itself is absolutely pointless. It's like 1/10 of the equation. So what do you do that attracts warm, qualified leads coming into your pipeline? Once you've got them, then you need to make sure that you are educating them. So how do you educate your warm, qualified leads? We talk about how do you turn someone from being a red prospect to a yellow prospect to a green prospect? Because only green prospects have the ability to buy from you. So what are you doing to warm them up? And then at the bottom, what process do you have around asking green people, are they ready for help? So we call this, how do you get people to simply raise their hands? So there are four big things that you need to firstly understand and put in place in your business. How do you have a known for created? How are you creating that perception? What are you doing to attract? What are you doing that warms them up and educates them? What are you doing that makes sure that you're getting the right people raising their hands? When we get that done right, in the end, we become a magnet for the right people to come to us. Otherwise, it's you constantly doing outreach. It's you constantly cold calling. It's you constantly knocking on doors. It's you constantly chasing rather than attracting. I know it would be so much better to have a room full of people who actually want to be a client of yours rather than you having to go and chase them. So let's bring ourselves into how do we attract? How do we simply be able to use referrals, our networks, and partnerships to be able to grow our business? So what we want to achieve, 100 new clients with no ad spend. That's the impact and what we want for our clients. So we know that there's a couple of problems. We know that getting warm leads is hard. And quite often, they simply just don't have any warm leads. We know that they've got very little exposure. In fact, you're probably one of the best world's kept secrets in the corner, but what you do really helps and changes lives. So we've got very little exposure. And finally, if you are doing things, generally it's all you. You've got very little leverage with other people opening doors, sharing networks, promoting you. So they're the big three things we want to change. We want to make sure that we have a full pipeline of warm qualified leads every single month, because not everyone is ready to buy from you right now. We want networks that are going to help us, that are going to promote us, that are going to share us. And we want partnerships so that we can leverage and we can grow fast. It's the fastest way to grow a business is to be able to get in front of 10, 20, 50, 1,000, 5,000 people at a time rather than simply having to do it all yourself. So what I want to do here is I want to run through 9 key accelerators that we put in place to make sure you're getting referrals, you're using your networks effectively, and you're creating partnerships so that you fill your CRM, you fill your pipeline with warm qualified leads, and therefore you're going to get more clients. So the first thing I want to focus in on is the referral three key profit accelerators. So to get more referrals, it's not rocket science. If you sit there, throw mud at the wall, hope that someone remembers you or someone talks about you, it's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be hope. You're hardly ever going to get referrals. When I hear people talk about we can't grow a business on referrals, well, most of the time they're right. Because if you're only getting 2, 3, 4 referrals in a month, it's impossible to grow a business. But you shouldn't be. You should be easily able to get 12, 15, 20 referrals every single month just with these three referral profit accelerators. So the first one is simply around how do we build referral sources? How do we team up with people who sold to the same people we sold to and we don't compete with one another? Then how are we going to systemize our client referrals? So it's not about doing a good job and asking clients, do you happen to know anyone like you who might need some help? Look, I can't think of anything worse in having that awkward conversation with a client. And for most service providers, they hate doing it. So there's three simple things that you can do that will increase client referrals without even having to ask for them. One of the most powerful, just underutilized, is creating joint venture gift partners. Teaming up with somebody who has exactly your type of clientele, and every time they get a client, they give a gift of yours. They get a client, you get a prospect. So powerful to be able to put in place, it can easily be bringing you in 5 new opportunities every single week by doing nothing other than keeping a relationship. Any one of those three referral profit accelerators would instantly get you new business. When we put those with the three accelerators with our networks, all of a sudden now we're starting to build what we call a $1 million referral machine, a $1 million referral system. So the three key accelerators that we want to use with our networks is to start with, we've got to grow our networks with perfect people. Like, who's going to buy from you? Who's going to partner with you? Who's going to open doors with you? Do you even have those people in your networks? Do you have a strategy, a plan in terms of growing your networks with the right sorts of people? And honestly, 99% of people have got no clue. Someone just says, I will be your friend. You go, great, I'll take that. Someone says, let's connect on LinkedIn. You go, perfect. I need a few more connections. You get a whole bunch of business cards at networking events. Like, there are so many opportunities with the right strategy to have this amazing network that constantly helps you, open doors for you, creates new opportunities for you. That's what your network should be doing. Once we've got a good network, it's all about how do we engage, educate them, be seen by them so that they are opening doors for us. The money is not in your network. There used to be a good old saying, your net worth equaled your network. Today, no. People are pulled in so many different areas with social media. See, in the past, you literally turned up to a networking event and you built the relationship face to face, and that's all that was available. Now, fast forward, and with all the technologies and all the social platforms and all the different apps and algorithms and widgets and platforms that you can connect with other people on, we don't have to do it the way we used to do it in the past. So growing a network is only part of the equation. How you engage, how you educate, how you're seen will determine how many doors get opened. Like, if I said to you right now, something which we do with our guys all the time, in the next 60 minutes, how many people in your network do you think would speak about you to someone else? 2, 5, 10, 100, 0? Doesn't matter what the number is. But we should always be working on how do we have more people in our networks talking about us and opening doors for us. The other thing that our networks are so powerful to be able to do is to be able to help you fill trainings, fill events, bring new people to you. We talk all the time about this simple thing of how do you get your current people through a thing to give you exposure to new people. And that's how our mindset should be in terms of using referrals, in using our networks, and in terms of using partnerships. That's when you'll have a full pipeline. You'll have your networks opening doors and tagging you into things and putting your name forward for speaking events and for conferences and for podcasts. That's when you'll be able to leverage much faster through partnerships, when you have that way of thinking. So that's the network referral profit accelerators. Let's pop into the partnership profit accelerators. So one of the fastest ways always to be able to grow a business is leveraging through other people's networks. Now, I take it for granted that this should just be common practice. And I get that it's not. I get that our own thinking gets in the way 99% of the time. Our own fears, not knowing how to do it, not knowing how to ask, thinking that people won't want to actually do things with me. I've heard every single reason, but we bust those reasons and we make sure that you actually have partnerships to grow fast with. So the three referral profit accelerators that we're focusing on is, how do you reach thousands of people with key partners? Like building referral sources, systemizing client referrals, that's nice. It gets you sort of one by one by one. When we create partnerships, it's all about how do we explode this? How do we get in front of 10, 20, 50, 100, 5,000 people at a time rather than simply one by one by one? How do we use affiliates more effectively? How do we get other people by understanding their drivers to be bringing us new business every single day? This week alone, we've had 12 new pieces of business brought to us by affiliates. People that we didn't even know existed. People that they had the relationships with. That they knew that what we could do and how we could help them was a great fit. It's like having your own little sales force without having to manage or pay them like your own little sales force. Again, it is such a powerful way to be able to grow a business fast. The last referral profit accelerator is all around, how do we maximize your exposure with podcasts, webinars, publications, speaking events, trade shows, expos? There are so many opportunities today that for most service businesses just go completely untapped. When we put all of this together, you can see 9 strong, powerful referral profit accelerators. The first 3 are all around getting more referrals coming into your business. The next 3 are all around utilizing our networks a lot more effectively and getting our networks to be creating more opportunities for us. And then the last 3 are all about being able to leverage more through partnerships and having an extended sales force. Having people who can actually bring you new clients instantly without you having to have a full-time sales team. Those are what helps our guys to get 100 new clients with no ad spend. And that's what our focus is, through building your million-dollar referral system. 9 key profit accelerators to help you Fill your pipeline of warm qualified leads to help you get your networks, giving you more exposure, opening doors for you, promoting you, talking about you, creating partnerships to be able to leverage and grow fast and get 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 clients at a time. And don't worry if you don't know how to handle that right now. Let's worry about creating the opportunities that you could do that if that's what you wanted to. That's a better problem to have. So what tends to stop people from building out this $1 million referral system? Well, to me, there's sort of four key things. People need accountability. You could look at those profit accelerators and you could go, oh, I know how to build referral sources. I've got clients. I could get client referrals. I could just reach out and get podcasts and webinars, and you could. The thing that we do better than anyone else is speed up the implementation. Rather than it taking 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we get it done within 12. The accountability, the coaching and the implementation, the environment and the community, and the how-tos are the four keys that speed this up to allow people to be able to build their $1 million referral system fast. So over the next 12 months, we've got a pretty big impact we want to make to help 50 of our members get 100 new clients in the next 12 months with no ad spend. The growth that that will give them, that allows them to create meaning in their world. But most importantly, it allows them to create the impact that they would like to create. Whenever I talk to people and I simply go, why? Why do you want to do this? It always comes down to financial freedom, security, meaning, and impact. And whatever it happens to be for you is absolutely fine. I know as a business, if we can help 50 of our members to be able to generate 100 new clients with no ad spend, the ripple effect that that would help in society. They would be able to employ more people. They would be able to help more people. They would be making an impact themselves. And people 10 degrees away that we don't even know who they are would become affected simply because we could help our guys to be able to create 100 new clients in the next 12 months with no ad spend. We focus on four key things: the accountability so that we get this done, the coaching and the implementation so we know what to do and how to do it, an amazing environment and community. It is all starts up there, and being able to rewire how you go about attracting and getting new business in, and having the how-tos so that you save yourself years of trying to work it out yourself. Hey, if you'd like help in building your $1 million referral system, it's pretty simple. Just reach out wherever you happen to be watching this recording. You can either reach out through a social platform. You can always go to michaelgriffiths.com.au, and you've got lots of information there on how to be able to use any of our programs to help you build your $1 million referral system. Till next time, take care. I look forward to chatting to you real soon. See you later, everyone.